Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, Nordog54.
And I'm Ethan, or welcome to Flab Sexy Gaming on YouTube. And John is dying.
Sorry, I didn't know my nose. I'm the host, Jeevan Stevens, also known as John.
I'm like, no, but after I was done, John reviewed himself, I was like, oh, he either died or he died. And there's no other option.
Yeah, it's
like... If you meet yourself, it's like, oh, they're dead.
Yeah, they've been murdered in their own basement, you know.
That's so amazing.
And the guys need to hit the mute button after dying.
Right? They didn't want to hear they didn't want to hear the blood splashing on the podcast episode.
It's like, hold on, I need to die real quick.
hang on, give me like 10 minutes.
I saw John mute, and I was like, huh, his brother finally got to him.
His brother got back to him.
Yeah.
You know what would be really funny is if his brother like shipped the sword first, and John just got a random sword in the mail. He's like, "What the heck is this?" And then his brother comes in, opens the box, uses the sword on him. It's like he sends him some
little message. It has to know. It's like it's happened. It's coming. It's to come. Something like that.
No. The post-it note says, "You didn't lose the game. You lost your life." And you're questioning, like, "What does that even mean?" And then he comes over and stabs you.
Yes.
Yep. That'd be great.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. Apart from when John dies, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, that just might be funny in general.
But how was your guys' week? It's been 7 whole days since we last talked to each other.
Yeah, it was alright. Spent most of my week working with 80 to 100-pound parts, and I might be getting a puppy.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a Rottweiler mix.
Hmm.
Well, I was, pretty much working all week. I worked double shifts for half the week, so I am sore. And I am also sore, but I unfortunately am not getting a puppy, so, you know, there's that trade-off.
For me, I went over to Dunkin' and I took that ass.
Oh, not only did you go to Dunkin' Donuts, where they have premium coffee you can get in stores today, but you also shook that ass. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I got there, and, like, the one, it was near my school, because I was going at...
You shook that ass near a school, John? We gotta call the FBI now.
But anyway, it was near my school, and so it was, like, attached to a gas station sort of type...
Attached to a gas station?
okay, it's not that good, come on. And so, I get there, there's, like, one guy working there, I'm like, okay, that's fair, but I'll wait a minute. And, like, he was just, like, the best worker ever. Like, he was super apologetic, even though I didn't have to wait that long. And he gave me a free donut, so.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
You know, maybe, John, maybe in reality, because, you know, this happens sometimes, maybe he just had a humongous crush on you, and so that he wanted to give you some stuff, you know?
You know, it's possible. I was taking that ass.
You've heard it here first, guys. If you shake that ass, you get a free donut. Yeah.
You guys heard it here first. John probably shook that ass.
I mean, like I said, it's the thing you got to do. I mean, Noah hasn't done it yet, so Noah's really just out of the loop out of everybody. So
I have shaken that ass. I just didn't want to admit it.
That feels sure, like sure, yeah, totally believe you. Yep.
-1 point for lying.
-1 point for lying.
How would you know I'm lying, you fucking prick?
I can make your brain pit with all the small talk out of the way. Ethan, do you have a headline for us?
Yeah, so it's not exactly a fun one, but it was a big event that happened. And so this person, I don't know if they like this was a thing like that was in the news or something, but I just found it. So there's like a person that had driven directly into a car shop. So, like, literally using the car they were going to buy, drove directly into it, and unfortunately people got injured, and I think 2 people lost their lives, unfortunately, because, you know, they ran a car through a building, and so the people that were injured, I think they're doing okay now. I mean, they got injured. If part of it was from the car, part of it was from, like, the debris that was going everywhere, because, again, ran a car through a building. So, that's always great. Yeah, so that's the thing that happened. I don't know what... Like, I don't... This kind of just happened, so I don't know if there's any information as to why the person did that, or if, like, 'cause it's definitely not accidental, because as they drove into it on, like, the first time, and it looks very intentional, but then they also just kept going, so it wasn't like they made a mistake and tried to get out or something. They kept going. So, yeah, pretty unfortunate.
Well, that's... I feel like that fits the vibe of last week, which was just depressing.
That happened today, so technically that didn't happen last week.
No. Never took me, then.
No.
I'd rather not.
Oh, damn, alright, cool.
But, do you have a creative showcase and or a email for us today?
Do I have a creator showcase? Is that the question you're asking me?
I believe so.
Are you asking, John, if I have a creator showcase?
Mm-hmm. That is what I'm asking.
No, not at all. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna do the one. Oh, okay, I got a last minute one. Hang on. So I sent a little by the sea and seer because no one would get this unless I mentioned this. So we have a meme channel on Discord, and of course we share the funniest of memes. And I sent a thing to John saying happy birthday. And like for people that know, it's like not even close to his birthday. Like besides like December, it's like the farthest possible away from his birthday. But I sent it.
It's actually like 6 whole months away from my birthday.
Right. And so I sent happy birthday, and the video I sent is the person, like, I don't know what he's doing. He's like either on a skateboard or he's something that's he's like rolling down the sidewalk. So he's like, and the guy starts out the video is like, if your friend sent this to you, they either one just committed felony tax evasion and is now using a fake name and living in a remote cabin in Utah or whatever, or happy birthday. And so, yep. Like, the joke was that obviously it's not even close to John's birthday, so there could only be the one reason I sent it to John. So, yeah, a little behind-the-scenes, guys. I'm currently filming in Utah right now, and my name has actually been... Ethan's been a fake name this entire time. But, yeah, so I sent that to him, and John's response was, wait, it's not my birthday. So it's pretty funny. But I'm gonna promote him just because he makes similar videos, and it's really funny. Yeah, the top comment is, I'm gonna send this to my friend whose birthday is really far away. So the person that made it is called Henry Poston. I think I'm saying that right. 71,000 subscribers, so not a huge amount, so it's like more like, because a lot of the creator showcases I do, they have a good amount of subscribers. And 71K is definitely a good amount, but it's definitely less than what I usually promote. So I'm glad that I'm promoting against more like smaller people. And he just does like comedy skits. That's what this is, obviously, that I mentioned before. He's done one. I was tempted to show it to John, but I wanted to do this one instead because it was funnier. There was one that was like, if you're seeing this video today, that means you either, one, blew up an orphanage recently, or two, walked to work today, or something that was like that. I'm like, well, I didn't walk to work today, so I guess that means I blew up an orphanage. So he's done a ton of videos like that, so go check him out. Henry Poston, if you want some comedy skits, because that's what he's doing. Go check him out.
If you ever send me the video you just talked about, that's very possible for me to do in a day.
Well, walking to work or blowing up an orphanage? It's very, like, I need to understand what you're talking about.
Both. I could blow up an orphanage and walk to work in the same day.
While you're going to work?
Exactly.
Right. Right on the way.
I could also make thermite at work, but let's not ignore that. I mean...
FBI? That man there.
He is.
Hey, John, I have some mail for you.
Mm-hmm, sure you do. Anyway... Let's just move right along into our topic for today. And if you have been not a long time audience listener, a decent amount.
I would say a long time. It was like episode 20.
It's really been a long time? Okay, wow. Well, if you've been here for a while, you might have remembered the Toast to the End of the World episode where we just talked about what our last week of the end of the world would look like for us. And if you haven't listened to it, it's a great episode. Go stop what you're doing, go listen to that, come back here, and Because you listen to something.
Yeah, for clarification, but you don't need to listen, because this is a part two, but you don't need to listen to that to understand part two, but it's just better if you go listen to that episode so you can get an understanding of kind of what we're doing in this one, but...
Yes. Are you interrupting the host?
You're sorry.
Mm-hmm, that's what but today we're doing a sequel to it, where it's the final day of the end of the world. So do either one of you want to start us off?
Well, the host usually goes first, John.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. Well, too bad. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I guess I gotta go. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I feel like if we're continuing off of the premise that we've known for the whole week, then it's not going to be much different than what I said before. But if it's like, well, it's ending now, like, we just found out there's a freaking meteor in the sky, it's coming right at us, we can see it. Then it's a bit more hectic, I think. In the last one, I was like, oh, I'll just, like, go somewhere peaceful and just, you know, wait for it to happen. But now, it's like, I don't have time to even think to do that. It's coming now. I have 24 hours to say goodbye to all my family. And so I'd probably start with just be like, hey, family members, love you. Older brother, I didn't lose the game or my life. We're all losing our lives. you didn't get me this time.
You didn't get me this time.
They'd be like, what do you mean? There's no more times. It's like, you don't get it.
Yeah, John just pulls out his sword.
It's like, if I'm gonna die today, you're coming with me. They're like, but we're all dying anyway.
And then John just finds, like, I just want to know what it feels like to stab someone, you know.
This is what it feels.
I'm a master. I'm a masochist. So I want to know what it feels like.
No, that'd be if John stabbed himself. You idiot.
Yeah, if I wanted to get stabbed, and know how it felt like, I'm stabbing other people.
That's just called murder.
Yeah, that is called murder.
But is it murder if the world's ending?
They can't prove it because they don't have time to get into court. So.
Damn it.
Would it be more attempted murder?
Not if they're actually dead.
Not if they actually die. So attempted murder. You succeeded.
Alright, we've learned that no one knows nothing about murder, which is probably a good thing.
If you try to kill them, you fail, but then they die because of the whole meteor situation. Is it still attempted murder, or is it murder because they still ended up dying? It just wasn't my fault.
Well, here's another question. Did you push them into the crater where the meteor was going to strike, or did the meteor just happen to, you know, land on them?
Yeah, that is an important piece of the...
Because if you push them into the meteor, the most thing you're going to charge for is tax evasion. But if you just, like, let the meteor land on them and you could have done something to push them out of the way, that's attempted murder, you know?
So if you purposely push them in the way of a meteor, it's not murder. If you don't save them, it is murder.
Yes, exactly.
It's like a Charlie problem.
Even when it's wrong, so I guess I'm kicking them in.
Yep. That's how it works.
But I'll say more later, but I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, I mean, the thing you left out as well, John, is that we're probably going to take this in kind of smaller segments, because last time was just a week, so we just, I don't think there was really, that was the only issue with that episode, is there really wasn't much structure to it. It was just like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and we didn't specify what day we're doing it on. Like, maybe we said at the beginning of the week, we'd say our goodbyes and stuff, and then maybe towards the end, as the world's ending, we would, like, maybe just do some other stuff. But, like, we never really specified exactly when we were going to do stuff. So, because this is the last day, I'm going to be very specific of when I'm doing things. And when we say it's dawn of the final day, we literally mean that, because, like, the story we're going off is that the scientists, NASA, whoever would discover this first, they only discovered that the sun's about to explode literally a day before it is going to happen. So, like, we have no notice. Now, a thing that John kind of touched on as well is that it's going to be a lot more chaotic in the world, and that is true. There's planes, not a chance. You're not getting on a plane. Cars, not a chance either. The roads are going to be packed, and you're not going to go anywhere. So walking, biking, and skateboarding are your main three, like anything that you can do on a sidewalk, I guess, is going to be your main transportation method if you need to even go anywhere. So, problem with me is there's family that I wouldn't be able to get to because of the fact that there's no plane, like I can't get on a plane, and I can't drive a car. So because of that, that's going to be really unfortunate. So I just have to, like, FaceTime them. And that would kind of just really suck. But because it's a day, I'd probably spend the first couple hours, honestly, saying goodbyes. And stuff like that. Because, you know, the world's ending. So you gotta say your goodbyes now before it's too late. So I'd say it to my immediate family that's here first. And then I would call or FaceTime. I would probably want to FaceTime so I could actually see them. Call my family that's, like, farther away from us. And then, halfway into that time, I'd probably call friends, FaceTime friends, whatever, doesn't matter. Same thing, though, I'd probably FaceTime so I could actually see them. Again, to say goodbyes and say, like, stuff that needed to be said, you know, all that fun stuff. Yeah, overall, it'd be a pretty, pretty sad first couple hours there.
No.
All right. So for me, pretty similar to Ethan's. I have family that I know I definitely wouldn't be able to get to because they're like, you know, a couple thousand miles away. So I'd probably end up spending the first like couple hours just hanging out with family and the one friend that I actually have nearby because he's usually at work. I probably end up hanging out with him and my family for the first couple hours and just chilling with my dogs.
Yeah, fair. For me, yeah, like what you said about with your family not being around, like I live 2 hour drive away from my older sister and like an 8 hour drive from my two brothers. So like I'm not even gonna see them. I only have be able to FaceTime them. And so there's that. So I'd probably also FaceTime my best friend who also lives up in the same area as my brothers. And so it would be very, like, upsetting, you know, in the end of the world, it's upsetting. But it'd be upsetting to be like, oh man, I wish that, like, I could actually be there with my entire family instead of only with some of them.
So what you're saying is it'd be probably impossible for your brother to say you didn't lose the game, you lost your life, and stab you.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, he could say it. It'd be like, yeah, but we all lost
the game. We all lost the game. This game sucks. I want a refund.
It sucks. I want to play different game.
I want to play different game. But yeah, so John, you kind of were just talking about the scenario more so than what you'd be... I mean, you talked a little bit about what you'd be doing, but like, I want to get as specific as possible. That's where we're going to be making it different than the first one. Because if we just do another Toasted End of the World, it's like, as good as Toasted End of the World was, if we do the exact same thing, the sequel is going to be worse. So I think we got to really be specific and narrow exactly down, like, by the hour and by the minutes, maybe, of what you're going to be doing. So what are you doing for your first, like, I know you're the host, but I almost think maybe we should kind of reverse a little bit. What are you thinking mentally the first couple minutes you heard the news of the world's ending literally in a day?
I'd probably be like in shock, really. I'd be like, no, this can't be right. They're lying. This is all fake news. And then I look up at the sky and like, no, that looks like the sun's not normal. So they're right. We're dying. So I'd go through like, all of the stages of grief, like, pretty quickly. You know, yeah. You'd be like, it's like, wait, well, what if we could do something about this? There's gotta be something we could do. And sadly, there's not much you can really do about the sun exploding. Other than get somewhere else, but even then, it's like, we can't get to another solar system with the technology we have.
A supernova would be a problem because with how big our sun isn't the biggest sun in all the galaxies by any means, but it's big enough that even the neighboring galaxies would have problems, so.
Right. It would not, like, there's not much you could really do about it. Like, you can't escape, you can't stop it from exploding. So it's really just like a grappling with the fact that you can't do anything about it. And so that it's like you go from that to being like, well, if I can't do anything about it, then maybe I can find, you know, a little piece with the time I have left. And then that's when I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go hang out with my family. See how they're feeling, what they're thinking. And probably do that probably the first couple of hours for sure. What about you, Ethan?
Well, for me, mentally, I'd be like, I don't know. It'd probably be a combination of questioning, I agree with the grief statement. I don't know if I'd be angry, because there's really nothing. I'm a person that's like, if it's out of my control, it's out of my control. There's literally nothing I can do. And like, that's just for even basic life scenarios, but if the sun's exploding, there is no universe where I can do anything to stop that. So it's just like, I'd probably skip immediately to acceptance. or maybe I'd like probably linger on the depression side of it, because obviously, you know, we're all gonna die. But again, there's a part of me that thinks I wouldn't really be that, I wouldn't be stuck in that stage for very long, because, I don't know how often I mention this, it's very infrequent how often I mention this, but anyway, as I was saying, what was I saying? I got interrupted by it, Noah. I mentioned this infrequently, but I'm a person of religion, and so I believe that when the sun's exploding for, not only it's exploding for a reason, but it's exploding because, you know, that's the way the universe has to go. And so once we do die, we'll die here on Earth, but there'll be other stuff after that. So for me, it'd be a mixture of, you know, sad because, you know, this world we built is exploding, and all the family we have here on Earth, well, you know, they won't be gone, because again, there's, to me, I believe there's something after. It's just sad to leave the connection here on Earth, and so it'd still be sad there. But to me, it'd be a mixture of probably like acceptance, sadness for a little bit, and then just kind of you know, dealing with it all.
Anyway, I see what you're saying there. It's for me, I'm also like, I don't mention this too terribly often either, but I am also religious. I would probably be like, well, I guess I get to one way ticket to the afterlife, so yippee, I guess.
Yippee.
Yippee, I guess.
And so it'd be like that aspect where I'm like, well, you know, they don't mention this, but that is what's happening. So there's gotta be something to it.
Mm-hmm.
You could not sound any less engaged than you currently are.
Yeah, that was like, I don't care. It's the end of the world. Why are we even talking about it?
I mean, no, stop saying, no one said anything.
Say something of substance.
My God.
You will not be winning this episode.
I'm going to freaking lose my mind. We've only been doing this for 2 seasons.
Hey, you can still find a way to make these guys go crazy.
Yes, but just not talking. Say something.
By just being stupid. Yeah, that's... But yeah, so I think that's kind of what would be like the cups for me, like I was saying. But as well as the fact that in the first couple hours, because, like, you, once you have, in my thing, like, if we literally have 24 hours, I wouldn't waste a single moment of my time, because if you waste time, like, you, like, even before when you didn't even know the world was gonna end, you were wasting time, but it didn't matter, because, you know, you still had 70 years to live, 30 years to live, however, whatever time frame you're in, but now that you have literally 24 hours, the clock is ticking. You cannot waste a single moment of time. And so I really wouldn't be thinking much. Like, it'd be a thought process for maybe 10 minutes, and then I'd immediately go into, all right, what can I do in this 24 hours? And that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Is like, what each three of us are going to be doing in that 24-hour period. But yeah, so since we did the beginning, like, what our immediate thoughts are, of like you just found out the news, and then before that we talked about obviously what the first, like, I'd say hour is, but I'd say like let's say after you've said your goodbyes, then what are we doing? But John, you should start us off with that.
Right, I'd probably be like kind of lost, like what am I meant to be, what am I going to do with this time? Because, you know, there's so many things that, like, I don't want to waste it. And it's like, oh, I'm going to play video games. It's like, I can play video games my entire life. I don't, this is not really what I want to spend my last day doing. So I'd be, like, kind of just trying to figure out where to go from there. You know, be like, do I want to do stuff with my family? Do I want to just be on my own? Like, I would probably sit there and be like, what do I even do about it? You know? But you haven't said anything in like solid 10 minutes.
I know, I was waiting to be asked.
Well, maybe if we stop hearing the rustling of the gods, you know, maybe we'll ask you.
The rustling of the gods, good one.
Wasn't a joke.
No. All right. Anyway, my thing for this would be pretty easy. Because everything that I need for this day is within walking distance. So first up is liquor store. Pick up some stuff. And it's really just going to be for before everything ends. One final drink, and then that's really it. I'll just go to Dollar General, get a mixer, and come home. That's really about it.
Yeah, for me, like, I probably would not be thinking about getting a drink on the last day. I'd just be like, there would probably be some part of me like, I want to eat something that I really like. And I'll probably like dig through my pantry and be like, what's the best food I got in my house right now? And try to eat that. Because I'd be like, I don't got time to make my favorite dish because that takes some doing. So I'd probably make something simple that I really like. What about you, Ethan?
Yeah, so after the first hour, once goodbyes are said, the second hour would probably be devoted to, the second and third hour probably would be kind of devoted to just writing stuff down, because after I say goodbye and after I talk to a bunch of people, I'm probably going to take some time to myself, to reflect and to, kind of just read a bit. So what I mean by read is, so like I would, again, going back to the whole religion thing, I'd read some of the Bible and stuff and read kind of, just to kind of understand a bit more of like, maybe this is happening specifically for a reason, because there's something that happens in the Bible that would happen that would make a lot of sense. Like, I wouldn't be questioning why that's happening, because it's like, oh, I've read about this. But the sun exploding is not exactly part of that. So maybe I'd probably read a bit to try and figure out. I probably wouldn't find anything, because from what I remember, there's not much about that specific event. But then I'd also read maybe, like, I'd probably read the favorite part of my favorite book, maybe. I don't even know what my favorite book would be right now, but I'd probably figure it out pretty quickly. Like, ooh, I really like that one. Let me read that one again. I wouldn't have time to read it all. Unless I devoted, like, the entire day to it, which I don't want to do. So I'd probably read my favorite part of my favorite book. And then I'd also probably read a good majority of my own book, because it's not even, for me right now, the world is literally ending tomorrow. My book's not out yet. So I wouldn't have, like, no one else would get to read it, unfortunately. So I'd want to read it to myself and be like, you know what? I killed this book, but unfortunately, nothing I can do with it anymore. As well as the fact that, I'm trying to think if I would try and like journal something. I mean, I guess I probably would, just to get some thoughts down. I don't know what I'd say though, because there's not much. I mean, I guess maybe just go over like my life and how and, like, the accomplishments I felt in it and like that kind of thing. Which we actually just did a serious topic episode on that. Which was the last episode? No, it would have been 2 episodes. I don't remember exactly. It's I'm Proud of You episode. So that's the title of it. So you can go check it out. But yeah, so my first, so hour two and hour three are probably devoted to, reading some, writing some, and, just collecting thoughts and stuff like that.
But, anyway, yeah, I would say that, like, collecting my own thoughts would be, at least some of the time, I would be like, okay, I might not write, because I'm not much of a writer. But I would maybe, like, pull up a recording on OBS and be like, I'm just going to ramble here for a bit for my last, get everything off my chest sort of thing, and maybe post it. But no one would watch it because everyone's dying. it'd be more just for me to be like, okay, I'm just going to ramble here for the next hour or so about all my life, about my thoughts on the world, all that good stuff.
Right. Yeah, now that I think about it, too, is that there would be a surge of those types of videos. There would be an absolute surge. Like, because people, like, big YouTubers would probably do something like that. They'd be like, all right, let me sit down for, like, just 10 minutes and talk to people. I probably would do that as well, just so I can say goodbye to the audience that I've created and stuff like that. Maybe I'd even do a face reel, since I haven't done a face reel in our current time. Just turn the camera on and start talking to people. Maybe I'd even make it a live stream, but then again, they'd have to be there in that exact moment, so maybe I wouldn't do that. But either way, there'd be an absolute surge of those types of videos on YouTube and stuff like that, so... and then on Twitch as well, I'd imagine people that were actually going to stream, they'd do that over on Twitch. So Twitch would also have a huge surge of people, like, saying goodbye and stuff like that. So there'd be a lot of somber and sad goodbye videos.
And you'd even have people finding the information out on stream, you know?
Yep.
As it's happening, they'd be like, they'd just be going about their life, be like, oh, I'm going to stream for a few hours. And then they're like, someone comes to chat, like, the world's ending. They're like, what? No, the world's ending. You're just a stupid little chatter. You don't know what you're talking about. Or like, they're joking or whatnot.
Or they might just completely ignore it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like, because if I was streaming, I'm playing Spider-Man, I'm like, okay, I'm getting close to the end of the game. And I look over the chat, and someone's like, the world's ending. I'm like, alright, you're banned for smelling nonsense and citing fear. And then I go about my business. And then, like, I'd probably at some point receive a text or a call from somebody, be like, but I was actually ending. And I'm like, oh crap, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow.
The world's ending. It'd be interesting to see, like, how people would react in that situation.
Yeah.
But then, like, outside of just being, like, seeing the people live, or people would probably, after, like, confirming the news, I would imagine a lot of people would end their stream to go do the things we talked about, like, go talk to their families or whatnot. I imagine some people would be like, you know what, I'm here for those who don't have families to come talk to at the end of the world. Because I do know some people, like, my favorite streamers, they stream on a lot of the big holidays because a lot of people don't have someone that they can spend that holiday with. So I imagine maybe not them, or maybe them would do that same sort of thing, would be like, it's the end of the world, so I'm going to be there for the people who don't have anyone.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it'd be some people do that. Some people would just stream. I almost think some people would just stream because it's their favorite thing to do. So that's what they want to do at the last moments, is to stream. Right. And then there'd of course be the dumb people who'd be like, stream until the end of the world. And it's like a clickbait thumbnail or whatever. And so I can see people doing that. And you're going to have some bad apples doing stuff. As well as the fact that we talked about chaos before. There's going to be murders. There's going to be looting. There's going to be all sorts of terrible things going on as well in the outside world. So, yeah, it'd be not fun.
Really? Dead of the world isn't fun? Can't believe this.
I mean, I didn't say I wouldn't be participating in the murder, but you
it's like, oh, that Jimmy on the street, I hate him. I killed that guy.
Finally, I can actually blow up an orphanage.
Finally, that boss I always hated.
But, I haven't been keeping track. Has everyone done their first 2 to 3 hours, or have only me and John done that?
I don't know.
Great.
Well, you talked about, before you would go down to the liquor store and get one last drink before the end of the world. I imagine that's not all you're doing. So what would you do after that?
Well, alright, so I could probably only bike anywhere, so I'd probably go all the way to... Probably would go to the Dollar General and pick up some snacks and drinks, and then just head home. Get home and just, like, rent some movies, maybe, like, Pirates of the Caribbean or some shit, and just eat some snacks, drink some drinks, watch some movies.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. I didn't even think about, like, if it was the end of the world, would I want to watch my favorite movie one last time? I probably would, you know, at some point be like, maybe in the evening, so we'll get to that. But That's a fair point, yeah.
Yeah, for me, there wouldn't be a movie good enough to warrant an entire hour and a half of my 12-hour or 24-hour period. So I would, I probably wouldn't watch a movie at any given point in time. I could see, like, what I would do, because it'd be a little more time efficient, is I could watch, like, my favorite show one last time, which is, like, just one episode. Like, my favorite episode of my favorite show. It was just to watch that one more time. I could already think of what that'd be. But again, similar to John, it'd probably be more in the evening area, so I'll save that for later. But, yeah, so. But, now that we've kind of gone over the very beginning, time frame, like the first, like you just heard the news and then your first couple hours here, I would say we're probably safe to move into, like, let's say we hear the news in, like, the morning. So it'd be like the next morning we're all gonna die, right? So I think we can move into like the afternoon time at this point.
Yeah, moving into the afternoon at this point, like, I would, similar to you, Ethan, I'd probably pick up my favorite book, and I'd probably set a timer to be like spend too much, be like maybe an hour or an hour and a half to like read through my favorite parts of my favorite book, because my favorite book is fairly lengthy, but my favorite parts are like spread throughout, so I could just skip to my favorite parts and maybe I should finish most of it. So that hour and a half afternoon.
So,
and then I'd probably be like, yeah.
So, well, you just stopped for, I don't know if you died or if you got cut off or something. But so you how long would you spend reading that book then?
I'd say probably like an hour, maybe an hour and a half at most. I wouldn't want to spend like too long, but I would be like, it'd be nice to be like, okay, I want to visit these characters one last time. It'd be like, because there's also some, you know, personal attachment to the series that I'm thinking of, and I'll probably get into that in a different episode. But I would want to spend some time with that, and then would maybe move on to, like, probably eat, you know, at this point, it's the afternoon, I'd be like, okay, I'm hungry, I need to get some food. But this is the point where, like I was saying earlier, I'd go to my pantry and be like, okay, what can I either quickly make that'd be really good, or that, like, I'd have on hand to make really good, that I could eat really, that I would like. Like, if there was any ice cream, I'd be like, oh, let's just eat all this ice cream, it's good. It's not like I'm saving it for anything.
Yeah, it's not like I care about dying of sugar or something.
Right.
Yeah, for me, the afternoon time would probably be, I almost think if it could work, like, we're going to assume it could in this scenario, is I'd probably want to gather as much of this Discord as possible and just play a game together. Like, one less game. Whatever that game would be, it wouldn't really matter in the end of the day. Like, maybe we just do Minecraft because it's a game we all have. But as long as we're there talking to each other together, playing the game, and like that kind of stuff, that's all that would matter to me at the end of the day. So I'd probably do that for a good hour and a half. Like, that's probably a good way to spend my time in the afternoon there. It's for an hour and a half, play a game with the boys one last time. Because especially since I've already spent time with my family and talked to them, like, it would be fine for me to move to friends at that point. So, yeah, I'd probably do that for a good hour and a half, and then I would probably, after that, I'd probably, play some board games with family. I'd probably shift right back over to family, play some board games, like, some of my favorite board games, maybe, like, Monopoly or something. I mean, I don't know if it takes a little while, or maybe we do Monopoly, but we do, like, the speed round, where it's, like, 10 minutes. Either that, or just pick a different game that's quicker, But yeah, I'd probably do a mixture of that as well as playing games with friends. So just playing games a majority of the time, and then directly after that, I'd probably play for a good hour and a half. I'd play a game for myself as well, like play my favorite games a couple more times. Like maybe play the first 10 minutes of Undertale, then I go play 10 minutes of a different game, 10 minutes of a different game, like so on and so forth, until I spend an hour and a half.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fair. I'd want to talk to you guys like one last time. Before it's all over.
Yeah.
I'd have, called? The song from In Space of Darkfire.
The Last Goodbye?
The Last Goodbye. I'd have that playing on loop the entire day.
I mean, hey, you know, it's a good song.
Go out, you know, what are you doing in the afternoon.
So for me, I was thinking I would go out and actually buy lunch for my family and then bring it home. And once we got done with lunch, I was thinking, like, maybe we could go out on, like, one last shopping trip, because it's not, like, money really matters anymore.
Okay, so, I gotta stop you real quick. Where are you getting lunch?
It'd have to be McDonald's, because where I would go, unfortunately, isn't around here.
Okay, who's operating that McDonald's?
I'm not sure why.
No one would be operating that McDonald's, Noah. Everyone would quit the second they found out that the world's actually ending. They would go spend time with their families. That's why I'm not even considering leaving my house, because there's no point. There's going to be riots. There's going to be looting. There's going to be, like, no business is going to be open. Like, everything's shut down. Like, there's no chance you're going, unless you're making the burgers yourself in the back, there's no chance that you're even getting someone to work anywhere.
Yeah, good point.
And a shopping spree would, like, while that's a decent idea, just because who cares anymore, the looters would be, like, killing people. Like, it'd be dangerous to even try that.
It somewhat reminds me of this YouTube Shorts video I saw once, where it was, like, the person working DoorDash during the Purge. They're just like, you're working DoorDash during the Purge? And they're like, yeah, that's real rough for me.
Why? I've not seen that.
I don't know. That's great, though.
And they're just like, yeah, well, I just killed the guy you were delivering food to, so I don't think you're getting a tip. But you'd probably just go ahead and eat that, then.
Alright.
Alright, yeah. I don't even remember what I was going to answer with, though. God damn it.
Well, you're going to answer with something that wouldn't work. That's why I tried to stop you.
Yeah. And then John said that, so now I've got nothing.
Well, okay, what would you alternatively do for lunch? Like, what would you alternatively do for a shopping spree?
What I would alternatively do would probably be, like, go out for a hike with them. Because there's probably no one doing that.
Yeah, probably not. Unless, like, some people are like, I can climb my Mount Everest in 24 hours, let's do it!
Yeah, even though I'm 18 hours away, I could climb that shit. But, yeah, I'd probably go on a hike with them. Like, a relatively, like, just calm trail, just walk and talk, really, and that's really about it.
Yeah, fair enough. So yeah, in the late afternoon, after I've either read my book or talked to you guys or whatever I'm doing, I'd probably be like, okay, so it's getting to the point where it's almost evening. I would probably have an early dinner so I could spend as much time as I can in the evening to do stuff I want to do. So it'd probably be, again, something simple that's not too involved. Maybe it's not as good. It would be like, we got chicken nuggets. Those take like 8 minutes to make. I'm just going to have some chicken nuggets for dinner.
Yeah, that's a plan.
It sure is.
And then I'd probably be like, moving into the evening, like I said, I'd probably want to watch a movie. And so this might be weird. I don't know how many other people do this sort of thing, but a lot of times I have two monitors on my desk. So I'll probably would have a movie on one monitor and a game on the other. Like, this is the sort of thing I do normally to, like, while watching the movie, I'd be playing, like, Stardew Valley or GTA or whatever game. I'm like, this is my last day. Probably Kingdom Hearts, you know. If it's the end of the world, I'm like, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it's not that strange. I do that. I do that instead of movies, though, it's YouTube. So, like, I'll play, like, for example, Lethal Company is, like, a game that's, like, really fun to play while I'm watching something. So I'll watch someone play Lethal Company while I'm playing Lethal Company. So it's just, I do that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, I do the same sort of thing as well, except I use my phone, so I'll have, like, YouTube videos go on while I'm playing something.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'll do the flip-flop, so on my TV I'll be playing, like, a game or something, or, like, a lot of the times, like, for people that know my channel, Charter Challenges, that's a game that I made, I'll be making the game on the TV, and then I'll have my laptop playing YouTube, so it's kind of a similar situation, except just flip-flopping the what's on what.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be a good way to maximize your time, because then you're playing the game as well as watching something, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, talking about the evening, I definitely watch, so I wouldn't watch a movie, because it'd take way too long. Most movies are an hour plus. So what I would do is I'd watch my favorite video from my favorite YouTuber. one last time, which can't tell you what that even is right now. It'd probably be either Markiplier, map, like old Matt Pat, back when he was running channels, or Corey Kenshin, one of those three probably. Maybe even Dantidium, maybe, because I used to watch all of his Minecraft stuff. Actually, Dantidium would work because he made a bunch of like Minecraft videos that were like literally 12 minutes, so I could like watch like a bunch of those in quick succession again. So maybe I'd go with him, and then maybe my favorite Markiplier video or something. But I definitely want to watch my favorite videos from my favorite YouTubers one last time, just to get some joy out of that. And then after, while I'm doing that, because I'd probably want to do something while I'm doing that, that's probably when I would actually play my game by myself, just to play my favorite game. So maybe I'd do that in conjunction while watching the YouTube videos. But beyond that, for dinner, because I probably would skip lunch. I probably wouldn't honestly worry about eating lunch. But for dinner, you're definitely getting hungry. Maybe we have a lot of stuff in our kitchen, so it'd be just a mix of like, okay, what's the last thing we should make? With what we have, we could probably honestly make a chicken pot pie. I think we're just missing the crusts. So if we didn't have the crust, that'd be an issue. Or I guess you can make your own crust. It would just take a long time. But if we could make a chicken pot pie, oh my god, that'd be what I want as my last meal here on Earth, is a chicken pot pie. That or feta chicken Alfredo. Can't go wrong with chicken Alfredo. I mean, it's just one of the greatest inventions ever. Which we could easily make that. We have the chicken, we have the pasta, we can make homemade Alfredo. So like that would not be hard to do. So honestly, realistically, because I don't think we have the I don't think we have the pastry crust to make the chicken pot pie. So we'd honestly probably just make chicken Alfredo, because beautiful. So, yeah, we'd probably make that. Oh, you know what? Make that and then make some garlic bread with it. Can't go wrong with garlic bread, all right? Tell me something better that smells better than garlic bread.
Okay, good point.
But, so it's like, I would definitely do chicken Alfredo, garlic bread. I don't know if we'd make a feast or probably not, because we want to maximize our time again. So we'd probably just stick to pasta and garlic bread. And I know people out there like, oh, that's so many carbs. It's like, it's literally, we're about to die. I don't care. So yeah, we probably do that for dinner. And then to, cap off the night, what would I do? I'd almost probably, great question. I'd probably go back to watching videos. Maybe what we'd do as a family is we'd watch some YouTube videos and then play board games again. I don't know if we play board games again though. Or maybe we play some, like, video games together, instead of, like, the board games. I play video games with my son with friends, but maybe we play video games together as a family. Like, there's this game series called Jackbox, which is a party game. We'd totally play some of that again, just to play that one last time. And then just so we can, like, talk and, be in each other's presence, I guess. So that's probably how I'd cap off the night, would be my guess.
Fair enough. By the way, good call, Jackbox. Fucking love that.
Yeah.
Whenever we have, like, a family get-together, either all of us or most of us are here, we usually play Jackbox.
Nice.
What's your favorite game on Jackbox? How many do you own? Because we literally own all 10 of them.
We have, I think, 2 or 3 of them. We have, I forget which numbers exactly, but I think my favorite is, I mean, you can't go wrong with a Quiplash, you know?
Yeah. My favorite is the Trivia Murder Parties, because like, it's just hilarious.
That one's a lot of fun, yeah.
They get the narrators hilarious, and the puzzles are fun, and it's just really funny. But, yeah, so how are you guys capping off your nights?
For me, I'll probably just do something quick for dinner. Not entirely sure what, but I would just probably make something that's quick, gonna fill me up. Once I'm done with dinner, I would go up onto the roof, and that's where I would actually just go and chill for the next couple hours, just meditate and think about everything. Maybe like that'd be the time where I'd be like up there contemplating like what if questions and things like that, like what if I had done this in my life, what if I had done that and shit like that. Ultimately I would probably just be up on the roof just thinking back on my entire life and whatnot.
Alright, fair.
Yeah, makes sense. For me, like, this, getting towards the end of the night, you know, I watched my movie and played some games for a while. I would probably just feel like I am, even doing these things that I would enjoy and stuff, I'd be like, I would be like, I'm wasting my time. Like, what am I even doing? But because a lot of the times when I, even in a less dire circumstance, like it's the end of spring break, you know, I'd be like, oh man, you know, I'm wasting my time here at my spring break doing fun things that I enjoy. Can't believe this. So I'd be like, I gotta do something else. I gotta do something that's great, that's awesome. And then I'd be like, oh wait, there's not much else to do. I've done as much as I can. So I might like go around and talk to my family members that are like one last time, be like, hey, how you guys doing? Reminisce on the good times, all that good stuff. Pet the cat.
Pet the cat, yeah. I almost forgot about the animals. Yeah, I definitely snuggle with all the animals and stuff. But that'd be sporadic throughout the day. They wouldn't be like a straight hour to it. It'd be like an hour combination throughout the day.
Right.
That would suck if I had just got this puppy and the world is ending.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, dog.
Yeah.
Just like, end of the world.
Yeah.
You're just starting to get attached to it, and then the world blows up.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, hey, world's ending, and I'm just like, oh, well, it was good knowing you. Let's have a good night last day.
Yeah, for me, I have six cats and two dogs, so it'd be like, I would definitely be, like, going sporadic throughout the day. It wouldn't be, like I said, it wouldn't be an hour straight, because I'd probably be doing other stuff in the middle of that, but yeah, so... Now we're gonna move, I think the last way to move into this is going to like midnight / the early morning, because that's when, once LA, let's say once 8 a.m. strikes, that's it, the supernova hits the earth. So for midnight, like, I'm not going to sleep. It's the last day, who cares? I'm not going to sleep. So midnight, that's a great question. I don't know if I might read again. Maybe I'd like finish reading the book I wanted to read. Not finish the book, but finish the section I was reading. Maybe I'd read some of my own book again. And, I don't know. Maybe it'd be kind of like what Noah said before. And I'd kind of just think, like, sit and think in silence for a while. Think about how my life went. Think about, like, you know, I don't think I really would think about, like, what if stuff, because I've already reached the acceptance stage. So it's just like, it's the end of the world. Who cares what I could have changed? It doesn't matter now anyway. But I'd more so think of, like, what the afterlife's gonna be like. I kinda know a little bit of it, what it's, meant to look like, but, like I said, in the Bible, it doesn't, like, 100% physically explain what heaven is, or what heaven looks like, so I wouldn't really know what it's gonna look like, so I'd probably start to imagine, like, what it looks like. That kind of thing. I'd probably imagine, like, who I'm going to be able to see again, like some of the family members that have passed on and stuff. Like, I'll get to see them again. So I'd probably start thinking about, like, that kind of stuff. I don't know how long it's in silence. Probably a good hour or so. That'd be my guess. And then maybe back to games, you know. I'd probably switch back to games. If all of us, like, maybe John and Axel were available at midnight, so maybe I'd try and we hop on a game again together or something. Yeah, and then at some point, I guess I missed this, but at some point throughout the, or no, I kind of said this, that I'd make a one final video of like just 10 minutes, like, oh no, I said that. I don't know when that was, probably in the morning or something. That'd probably be, like, thinking to myself and playing games would probably be like the midnight to probably about 3 a.m. would probably be my best guess. And then the last, like, couple hours, I would go outside. And I don't know if I could easily get to my roof, but I'd get to somewhere where I could reach. That would be high place. And I'd probably just, as I said, a call back to the last episode, I would just observe nature. And I would just, like I said, I'd go into a high place and just look at all the beauty of nature and beauty of the earth and stuff. And then the final hour, the dawn of the final hour, I would just walk in nature and just be with the animals, be with the tree, I'm the Lorax, I'll be with the trees, and observe all the beauty of the earth before it goes away. So that's how I'm ending my day.
Fair enough.
Yeah, for me, I would probably spend, like, the a lot of the early, like the beginning of the nighttime to like midnight, doing like a stream where I'm like, all right, guys, one last stream. I'm doing my thing, you know, having fun. Because I enjoy streaming, even if it's like, and I probably know like plenty of people aren't gonna be able to show up. I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna do this because I like to do this, and like maybe I'll finish that challenge that I'm on. You know, I'm not ending stream until either the world ends or this
the stream ends when the world ends. Is the title.
Yeah.
And so what would your like final hours be, John?
The final hours, I'd probably be like, okay, I've done all the stuff, played all the games, did all the streams. I'd probably, like, similar to you, I'd probably, like, go outside and be like, okay, I can just kind of walk around, see things, and if some crazed lunatic that's left over from the murdering and looting area, it's like, well, the world's ending soon here in a minute anyway, so if you kill me a few minutes early, oh well. And I just like kind of just walk around. There's a park nearby, you know, over there, to, like, listen to the morning birds being like, probably freaking out. I feel like the birds are probably like, it's crazy, the sun's exploding.
Well, what, I don't know if the birds would notice, because like a super, like, if the sun is exploding, they wouldn't know until we know. Or, like, well, they wouldn't know. Right. They wouldn't feel it until we felt it, right? Like, they, like, yeah. Trying to think of, like, the final couple, like, minutes. Like, maybe in the couple minutes they would notice, because the temperature would be off, and, like, something they could tell would be off, so.
Yeah. I also feel like maybe the Earth will be shaking, so they'd definitely be able to.
Scientifically, maybe. Hey, I'm not. I'd have to look into that. I mean, I'm not that interested of the world ending like that, but you know.
Yeah, maybe it would affect gravity a bit because it's like we're affected by the gravity of the sun.
Well, supernovas, the way they work is it's instant, though. Like, not, well, it doesn't reach us instantly, but like we wouldn't, like, as soon as it hits the Earth's core is gone. Like, so, like, the gravity wouldn't even matter because the Earth's core is blown up.
Yep, it's kaput.
But I mean, there's scientists that probably have answers to those questions, but, you know, we're not scientists and we don't claim to be so.
Nor do we want those answers.
I thought we were scientists. But that's a lot.
Well, you're a bald scientist. You specialize in the baldness of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will advertise now. I use scientific theories from 9th or 10th grade.
Like, John's major is, when people come to him, he's like, huh, I'm bald, what am I gonna do? It's like, your life's already over, I'm sorry.
Yeah, when you go bald, you don't go back.
Yeah, when you go bald, you can't go back. That's great.
That made me a lot harder than I thought.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, John's a specialist in the baldness, so he's got to help people with that, you know.
Yep.
Your life's already over.
Shit.
Forget the supernova. Your life was already over when you became bald.
Yeah, I mean, the world's ending, but you're bald, so.
Oh, maybe. Maybe the only people that would be left would be the bald people because the supernova would bounce off their shiny head and go right back in the observable universe.
That's how we stop the supernova. We gather all the balls and point their heads.
It's like, no, not even pointed at. So you get like a, you send them off to space and like and have them be like a barrier.
Yep.
Oh, it's so. That's funny. What we gotta do. That's how we stop it, guys. We just get NASA to send up every bald person on Earth, and we have it as act as like a space shield.
Yeah, it'll work totally.
I see no problem with this.
Me too.
As long as it's flawless.
Never mind the fact that we're killing all the bald people specifically.
You know, some of you may die, but that's the sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Some of you will die, and some of you won't die. You're all gonna die.
But I think it's time to end the episode there, Jeebens Feebens.
Yes, yes, well, we've had discussion, and I'm the best point giver ever, and so you both got many points. And so the winner is Ethan with 20 points, and Noah, you got 15 points.
Jesus Christ.
Well, there you go.
All right, I'm gonna go play. Don't know.
All right, well, Ethan, do you have any winner's speech for us?
I do. So my winner's speech is that inevitably one day, not in our lifetime, obviously, but inevitably one day, the world will explode. It's just gonna have to be. So do with your time with what you must. If you gotta blow up a couple orphanages, send bald people to space, you gotta do what you gotta do. At the end of the day, if you gotta sacrifice, you gotta sacrifice someone, whether it be small children or bald people, you gotta do something. So you know, you gotta sacrifice someone. But at the end of the day, it's gonna be a great time for everybody involved. Something funny over there, no?
Yeah, I just thought of something.
What?
What if instead of bald people, we sent bald children?
Wow. That's specifically really stupid.
I know, but it's so much more fucked up.
Yeah, go figure. No one was the one that thought of that. So that's my winner speech.
Well, I don't think Noah deserves to lose his speech, because he's just that winning... So we can just skip over that. Yep, thank you. And thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. If you want to find me, I stream over on Twitch at JeebensFeebens and make YouTube videos, also JeebensFeebens. If you want to check out Ethan's channel, it's FlabsXZ Gaming over on YouTube, or XZ Gaming if you're British. And you can find Noah on Instagram at NoahDog5434. And he also is supposed to run the Provoker's official account. I don't know if he's doing that. But
no,
he's supposed
not.
To. Okay, well, he's supposed to. So there should be something there, at the very least. And you can also check out the Patreon. We have tiers ranging from $1 to $100. And the higher tier you buy, the more perks and rewards you get. And if you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server. And you can also check out the extended cut episodes, which are over on the store page of the Patreon. Those first five are $3, and then if you like, this is interesting, I like this, and then you can check out the other ones, which are $5. And that will... wrap it up, and we'll see you guys next time.
Chaka chaka mato.